No, you think no is a word that we use far too infrequently. Why should we use it more?
I think it's even more important today than it's probably been over the last 20, 30, 40 years. And part of that's because of the blurring of lines between work and life. And no allows us to set good boundaries. And it is so difficult for us to do.
Yeah, why are we so bad at saying no?
There's really two underlying things. We're either afraid of, one, rejection. We're going to say no, and they're not going to like us anymore. The second one, disappointing others. Oh, they'll be disappointed. I'll see it on their face. I would have let them down. And so what we do is we avoid it, and we end up taking on too much, doing things we shouldn't be doing.
How do you know when you should turn down opportunities? You should say no to opportunities in your career.
Whether we talk about a small opportunity like a project or a big opportunity like a promotion and a move, when we should say no is, one, when we feel like we're already at capacity and this is going to break us. And there are particular seasons of life where that is more likely to happen. That window between, say, 32 and 45, that's a season where you often are starting families, you've got lots of those commitments, plus you're growing in your career. And when you take on too much, sometimes it can just tip the apple cart. Number two, when you look at that opportunity or situation and you say to yourself, you know, I don't think I would do a very good job of that. And that's not so much about a lack of confidence. It's more about really saying to yourself, you know, that's really not within my strengths. And there's actually a third reason, if it's going to take you down a path you don't want to go down.
When we talk about opportunity, is it always the same thing as advancement at work, or is there something else that might be a kind of opportunity?
It could be opportunity maybe to do a different kind of project or to work on something that maybe you haven't tried before. Or, and this is where a no gets particularly hard, you get the opportunity to save the day. A fire has popped up and they came to you. And that's difficult to say no to.
So how do you say no in those situations?
Let me tell you how we screw that up first. We spend the entire conversation telling the person our thought process on why we said no. So it's like, no, Joshua, I can't do that. I appreciate you asking me, but I've got some family commitments and I've got commitments at university. And I'm just been tired the last couple of weeks. And essentially what you're doing there, A, I've already lost you, right? You've stopped listening.
I did actually stop listening.
You don't care, right? You don't really care. And B, what you're saying there is, these are all my arguments. Tell me why they're all wrong. So you're starting a dynamic of, let's negotiate. Here's how you do it the right way. You say no, you might offer one or two reasons, but then you quickly move to how that person might fix that solution without you. So to be more prescriptive, 20% of that conversation should be on the no and the reasons behind it. 80% should be on offering solutions.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say no to coming here today. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure.